Good morning and welcome to episode 4 of Mornings with a Stranger. Today I have a quote submitted by a longtime listener, first-time caller, to discuss. And that quote is by Boy George. Don't know when he said this. Don't know the time frame that it happened in, but here's the quote. There's this illusion that homosexuals have sex and heterosexuals fall in love. That's completely untrue. Everybody wants to be loved. First of all, I think we can probably all agree that everybody wants to be loved. And the rest of the quote, I think, is pretty true with some additional pieces to it that I think George would fully agree with, but I guess I can't speak for him. If he'd like to speak for himself, I'm happy to have that discussion. There are illusions that homosexuals have sex and heterosexuals fall in love. And I think that the extension of that would, of course, be that, yes, some homosexuals do have sex for sex sake, and some heterosexuals do have sex for sex sake. But I think the point is that homosexuals fall in love just the way that heterosexuals do, and then that isn't really recognized, or that's kind of the dividing thing. Obviously, that is kind of the dividing thing for people who just don't get homosexuality or don't accept homosexuality. Some people have a lot of reasons people don't get that or don't want to get that, but I think even in accepting homosexuality, people who are like, oh, okay, that's fine with me, whatever, do your own thing, I do think there is still that kind of dividing line. There is sort of, some people take a while to really understand, and I know that it's culture, it's what we see on TV, and it's perhaps not knowing a homosexual couple, that there is still this perception that there is a difference, right? That there is more homosexuals are more based in sex. And yeah, I don't know what the stats are if you looked at kind of aspect of who has sex for sex sake, if it just is straight across the board, or right, we can look at history, we can maybe even argue the whole aspect of when people were having to go to like bathhouses in various places, that it was like, well, it was the only way you could meet people, and then you ended up having sex to sort of get that need met, but because you couldn't have a actual heterosexual relationship out in public years ago. So those types of things, like I'm trying to come up with a corollary of heterosexual sex and how that might look, you know, if heterosexuals weren't allowed to be out in public with each other and that kind of thing, would they then go hide away and have sex for, in a sense, sex sake? I think that that's probably true. I think we can point to a lot of things that happen right now that we can point to that it's totally true, or could potentially be true. But I do think we've got a lot of things in history that kind of lead people to thinking that and don't understand the bigger picture of it. And then I remember talking about this in one of my classes in college. There was the whole concept of when we think of heterosexuals or when we think of a heterosexual couple, nobody is probably a strong word. Most people don't go to thinking of heterosexual couple, how do they have sex? But a lot of times with homosexuals, that's the thing people focus on. You see the homosexual couple and you're like, the how they have sex is what kind of comes into some people's mind. And if you hear people's language, and not so much anymore, but years ago, that was the first thing people brought up when a heterosexual, there was, you know, either it was sort of done in an under, non kind of rude way, but the sexual piece of that was really kind of brought into that space of that discussion of that relationship. And if it wasn't crude, straight up crude about how they had sex, we hear this more often with men saying this about lesbian couples. That is something I still really do hear it more often, and I certainly hear the male homosexual relationships get brought up too, but it's kind of in a group of men, especially men who are more on the homophobic side. If a lesbian couple gets brought up, or two women, then it's the instant discussion is having sex. That doesn't really happen so much with heterosexual couples. So I know I remember that getting brought up in class, and we kind of agreed with it, but then we kind of examined it a little bit as conversations went on completely outside of our classroom, and you kind of noticed that there was this different focus on heterosexuals, that was sort of the thing. You talk about a married couple, and that's not where people's minds go. if that makes sense. So yeah, I think that there is a lot of, I think there is a lot of truth and misunderstanding to heterosexual sex. I don't want to say versus, but, and as opposed to, that's not right either, the differences of heterosexual and homosexual sex, that there really isn't so much of a difference as much as there are probably, you know, similarities and nuances for sure. But I think this is a pretty interesting and accurate quote, and that I think it not only has relevance in its statement, but in just the kind of ability to dismiss it as well for kind of being outdated. But I don't think that it is. I think it's actually still relevant, and I think a lot of those things are still kind of deep-seated, as I've said. And I think even in the homosexual community, I occasionally hear statements made about people assuming people are straight when they're not, or at least there might be other options open to a person. So it's just so culturally seated. But I think we're, you know, we're starting to kind of chip away at that a little bit. So yeah, a very interesting and relevant quote that is both a little, well, I would like to say it's a little outdated, but I don't think it is. I think if we go deeper into that and look at a little more beyond just the face of it, well, on in certain communities, we'll still see where it's true, where it might feel like it isn't true or it shouldn't be true. And I think we can all agree that there is communities or people or whatever who really, that they just really can't get past this thought process and really do see this as the truth. Thank you again for joining me for episode 4 and for the submission of the quote. That's fun. I will see you again tomorrow. Have a great day.